With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States blasting military targets overnight in Venezuela, hitting a number of different sites. Journalist Victor Amaya.
I have heard from other journalists there are other places that have been also had explosions outside the capital of Caracas. We have seen smoke columns coming up, especially around the area of La Carlota, that's a military airport inside the city, and also Fuerte Tiuna, there's a military installation in the western part of the city also.
Now, this comes as the U.S. military has, of course, been targeting drug smuggling boats in recent weeks and months. Friday, Venezuela said it was open to negotiating an agreement with the U.S. to combat drug trafficking. But at the same time, President Nicolas Maduro then claimed the United States wants to force a government change and gain access to the vast oil reserves. And Venezuela's government is accusing the military about an hour ago of hitting both military and civilian targets. United States only says that military sites were targeted. While liberal Democrats rail against the Trump economy, economist and public policy expert Steve Moore says government data is proving economy is thriving under Donald Trump.
We had 4.3% growth in the fourth quarter, 3.8% growth in the third quarter. So, you know, and then, by the way, the latest estimate by the Atlanta Federal Reserve Board through right before Christmas was that we're going to get 3% growth in the fourth quarter. It would have been a lot higher than that, except for, of course, we had that stupid government shutdown that probably took about a percentage point off of growth.
And this is SRN News. In Virginia, a school system is voting on, are you ready for this, pronouns.
Members of the Chesapeake School Board have decided to enact a policy barring any school from forcing students or faculty from using the preferred pronouns of a transgender person. Board Chairman Angela Swigert says, quote, a person who does not fundamentally agree with the use of alternative pronouns and titles cannot be compelled to use them. However, the voluntary use of transgender pronouns is not prohibited. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eight-time Grammy-nominated gospel singer Richard Smallwood died this week at the age of 77. His songs were recorded by artists like Whitney Houston and inspired many, including Chaka Khan. Smallwood was also a music pioneer at Howard University in Washington, where he became a member of that school's first gospel group. This is SRN News. Tesla car sales have fallen for a second year in a row, putting the company behind a top Chinese competitor. Correspondent Ed Donahue takes a look now at the numbers and what it may mean for Elon Musk.
Tesla says it delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025. Chinese rival BYD sold 2.26 million vehicles last year.
We're talking 300,000 to 400,000 below where you would have hoped Tesla would have been if you go back, call it 18, 24 months.
Market analyst Dan Ives was asked if Tesla's slump has any connection to Elon Musk's involvement in the Department of Government Efficiency.
That definitely had a negative impact, especially the first half of the year.
Is Ives worried about Tesla?
We're so bullish on Tesla because of the autonomous and robotics.
Musk's focus at Tesla has pivoted to robo-taxis and robots. I'm Ed Donahue.
And more details at srnnews.com.